Akalina growled in irritation. Her good-for-nothing stepdaughter, Anastasia, had returned from the market completely empty-handed again. She had given the useless girl 2 potatoes from their garden and told the girl to sell them and buy a roast and vegetables for dinner. Anastasia had been worried that 2 potatoes were not worth a fine cut of meat, and she was unlikely to succeed in her mission. Akalina was glad the foolish girl had given up on the idea of cutting up the potatoes and planting them in a misguided attempt to have more potatoes to make greater trades with. The little pest clearly had no idea how the world worked. Now, the little parasite was trudging home with the same 2 sad potatoes. The fool had 1 job to do, and she couldn't even do that. Akalina would have to speak to Anastasia's father. She'd only married the lonely old man to give herself and her daughter Dasha a more comfortable living, not to take care of his doe-eyed brat. She was a waste of resources, and it was time that something was done about it. When her exhausted-looking husband slouched through the door, he didn't even get a chance to sit down before Akalina swooped onto him like a vampire bat. Akalina began to shout and berate her husband and his daughter. The girl was draining the life out of them. With a year of famine and a harsh Russian winter, they simply could not afford an unproductive eater in this family. Not while they were trying to save for a dowry for Dasha. A hopeless case like Anastasia would never get married, but Dasha had a chance at a real future someday. If the little family wanted to survive this particularly harsh winter, Anastasia would have to go, and all of the unwanted memories of her mother that she carried with her. Akalina had been pecking and pestering at her husband about this for months, and finally, he could take it no more. He gathered Anastasia in her threadbare coat and put her onto the rickety cart he used to carry firewood. As she tried to find a position where the rough, unsanded wood wouldn't gnaw at her bare skin, her father hitched up their ancient, ashy gray mule and began to draw his only child into the woods. He took the twistiest, turniest path through the thick trees. It wasn't long before Anastasia had no idea where her silent, stern-faced father had taken them. He dropped Anastasia off under the wide umbrella of a massive fir tree and told her he had something to do and he would return for her when the time was right. The fact that he couldn't look her in the eye spoke volumes. They both knew what this was, and making a fuss would not change a thing. Her fate was already sealed. Her father's cart vanished into the cold, blinding white world. Soon, the cart's tracks were coated in the blowing snow behind him. Anastasia pulled her see-through coat tighter around her trembling body. The wind picked up as the temperature dropped down. Her fingers ached and her feet had long passed pain and had turned numb when she realized that she could no longer see the trees around her in the gale. Slowly, she began to lose feeling as part after part of her went from painful to numb. Soon, she wasn't even warm enough to see her breath. It was just as she was beginning to feel unbearably sleepy when she heard a sharp crack in the woods around her. It seemed to echo from all directions in the emptiness of the cold. At first, Anastasia thought it was just a tree exploding as the water within it froze, but soon there was another crack, then another, and another, as a strange figure approached her. Anastasia had to blink several times to focus her groggy eyes and shake the snow from her lashes. When she could focus, she saw a tall, old man in a hooded cloak. He had pointy icicles for teeth, and needles of ice formed his beard. He reached out to her with cracking icicle fingers, and his vibrant, sapphire eyes glowed in contrast to his pale, grayish-white skin. His raspy voice sounded like the dry wind as he whispered to her, "Poor, lonely maiden. Are you cold?" Anastasia knew that this was no cheerful St. Nicholas. This was Dead Morrows, King of Winter, Father Frost himself. One wrong move or rude word, and he would finish her.
No, Father, I am very warm. Please don't trouble yourself on my account."
The old man leaned in so close that Anastasia could feel his icy breath. The very air around her grew deadly still with cold, and Anastasia's heart began to slow down.
"Are you cold, maiden?" I'm very well, Father.
Father Frost paused, his icy eyes staring deeply into hers as she tried to hold them open.
What a very polite girl you are. My wife would be happy to have a sweet little girl like you.
Before she knew it, Anastasia had been bundled into thick, luxurious furs and was being whisked away in his glorious horse-drawn sleigh. She spent several days with Father Frost and his wife, building up her strength and being pampered and doted upon. Eventually, though, she began to miss her father and felt pierced by grief, the grief in his eyes as he had left her behind. The King and Queen of Winter were understanding and sympathetic, though they were concerned about how Anastasia would get by with such a hostile stepmother. In order to help her take care of herself, Father Frost gave her a chest full of gold and silver, a chest full of precious jewels, and a chest full of rich, luxurious clothing. She was wrapped in two cozy fur cloaks and sent home looking like a princess. When Akelina saw her stepdaughter looking healthy and well-fed in clothes that cost more than their home, she instantly began to plot. If that worthless lump could be rewarded with such beautiful things, what blessings would Father Frost give to her sweet and lovely Dasha? Akelina was now as determined to send her own daughter into the snow as she had been her stepdaughter. She picked at her ever-submissive, beaten-down husband until Dasha was wrapped up in her finest coat with a thick woolly blanket and dropped off under the same drooping fir tree as her stepsister. She shivered and munched on snack crackers until she heard the same telltale snapping and cracking as Anastasia. The old man made icy, twinkling, and crackling sounds as he leaned closer to Dasha.
"Little maiden, are you cold?"
Dasha clucked her tongue and rolled her eyes. "No, I'm so toasty," she drawled sarcastically. The old man paused. He seemed slightly puzzled by how unfazed she was by his frosty countenance. He gave her a second chance.
"Maiden, are you cold?"
Dasha snapped. "Of course I'm cold, you old twit. What kind of stupid question is that? I'm just here for the treasure. I'm here so that Father Frost can give me what I deserve, and I don't have time to bother with a senile old man like you." Crunch, crunch, crunch. Anastasia chopped the cabbage while Akelina paced at the door, waiting for Dasha to return. Her father sat on a weathered old chair with his head in his hands, palms pressed into his eyes. He knew that even if Dasha returned happy and with treasure, it was only a matter of time before she thought of some new, unobtainable desire to obsess over. Finally, the knock at the door arrived, and in her rush to open the door, Akelina rammed so hard into Anastasia that she nearly sliced herself with the cleaver. She threw the door open to find Dasha, frozen solid, blue lips open in a permanent scream. Akelina released a scream of her own, and when Anastasia put a hand on her shoulder to comfort her, she turned sharply to slap the girl, then shoved her backward onto the floor. "How dare you," she raged, practically boiling. "How dare you take what is mine? You can't have it! You can't have it!" she screamed in an absolute hysteria. She rushed to the leaky loft where Anastasia slept and threw open the girl's closet where she kept the gifts from Father Frost. She reached out to take the riches for herself, but the moment her fingers brushed the first trunk, Akelina also froze solid. Thank you so much for tuning in today, and please like and subscribe and share this podcast with anybody you think would be interested in hearing fairy tales and folklore from all over the world. Today's story, Father Frost, came from Andrew Lang, who got it from Russia and translated it for those of us who speak English. So I'm super excited to be able to present it to you. I believe you can find it in the yellow fairy book, but I don't remember for certain. It's in one of the colored fairy books. Pretty sure that it's yellow. Thank you so much for tuning in. And of course, Father Frost was the opening to our Christmas season of stories, where every week I'm going to have a Christmas or winter themed story for you guys. Thank you so much again for tuning in, and have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy.